This is Ethically Speaking with Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott.
Religion and ethics.
Not the same. Ethics concerns a person's relationship with other people, but ethics does not necessarily concern a person's relationship with God. That's religion.
Nice distinction, but still, a person's religious beliefs likely do influence their ethics. My beliefs certainly influence how I treat people.
But there's a difference between religious beliefs influencing your ethics from religious beliefs making the decisions for you. In the latter case, God tells you what to do and you just carry out God's wishes. And where are the ethics in that?
Well, such a person has made at least one decision for which they may be blamed or praised. They've decided to claim that they have no moral responsibility for their choices.
Oh, that's the ethics of children. A decision is given or told to them. On the other hand, being ethical presumes that thinking is involved, the sifting and weighing of the circumstances. And thinking gives us the liberty to examine a variety of conclusions in deciding our actions.
That's one place where religion can help in our ethical decisions. Some people use Jesus as an ethical model, others the Buddha. Some use Muhammad, others use Mother Teresa. They yearn to develop the wisdom of these people. They don't simply expect to receive the answers from them.
Ethical analysis is not about trying to reach predetermined conclusions. Rather, it's a commitment to processes for arriving at answers. This enables us to behave well in unusual circumstances, circumstances not mentioned in the good books.
Praised be for ethical analysis. Visit our website at ethicallyspeaking.org. Ethically Speaking is co-produced by the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. Support for the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.